Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got?
Ooh, I'm not dying anymore. But
welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that, Cap. Anyways, theaters took a huge hit during the pandemic, right? Like a lot of other things. But one iconic spot is looking to make a comeback. A very well-known theater in Hollywood, Cinerama Dome in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, may have gotten new life. Like many theaters at the start of the pandemic, like I said, it closed. But Variety did report that they just were granted a liquor license. So they're going to reopen, have a restaurant inside and two bars. That's their way of gravitating new customers and new people, hopefully, to, you know, have a successful business. I don't know if this is going to entice me to go to theaters or not, you know, because I can just drink at home and get buzzed there. But it is a good thing and, you know, support them. But they haven't even said when they're reopening. But would you guys actually go to something if, like, theaters like, hey, we're going to put in a restaurant, two bars? Get your drink on.
Listen, I think nowadays with the theater experience, okay, there's so many other options. There's so many places you can go to now that have that kind of experience that if you don't, you're kind of going to be left behind.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed, right? Like, I mean, if everybody else in the industry is serving booze and you like to have a drink while you're watching a movie, and you can either go to this place or the place that's not serving booze. Just to compete, you got to be able to offer the same stuff. I mean, I think.
Yeah.
So, by 100%. The way, the Cinerama Dome, by the way, it has the screen that goes like all the way around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really cool place. I've never been there, but I've heard it's amazing. Ooh. So that's cool that they're coming back.
So there's a theater company. I believe the theater company is... I want to say that the company is based in Mexico, but they have...
Sinopolis. Yeah, Sinopolis. Yes, they are from Mexico. Yeah, that's yes. Right.
Sorry, Kevin, but yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they, but those theaters...
Yeah, they're bomb.
Are amazing. Incredible.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, so yes. That's what you're competing against.
Right, basically. I mean, you got to have the nice lounge chair. Mm-hmm. You got to have the way to communicate to the, you know, server to bring mm-hmm. stuff to you. I mean, you just got to hope you don't fall asleep during the movie.
No, you won't. They have great service. I love those theaters. There's not a lot of them here, but when you find one, you go to that one.
Yeah, Sinopolis is bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
There is one around here, though, because I've been to it.
Well, really, where?
I believe, si no estoy muy mal, in Downey, or in Pico Rivera, Downey, Whittier area. But I can look, because my friend and I went to go see, because it was like the 4D thing or whatever, where you smell it, you feel it. And my friend wanted to see that. We did one of the Marvel movies there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I will concur with where we exactly went. Give me a second.
Yeah, because you know what you did is you turned on the Espanol when naming those towns. And you know,
Pico Rivera.
Like to do that. I don't like to say Pico Rivera. I like to say Pico Rivera.
No, Pico Rivera.
It's not Rivera. No, it's Rivera.
Yeah, Rivera.
Pico Rivera.
It's 8540 Whittier Boulevard in Pico Rivera.
Pico Rivera.
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good time.
You know, there's another one, another Sinopolis in Laguna Niguel.
Ah.
Which is obviously down in Orange County, but you know, yeah. I just wanted to put that out there. Really, I just wanted to say Laguna Niguel rather than saying Laguna Niguel.
We did that.
Buffy.
That was a fun... people were in the community were into that show that day. When mm-hmm. We were doing the anglicized versions of... I mean, literally, you can start with the most basic one, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
San Pedro. We did this. Yeah.
San Pedro.
Yeah,
we did it.
Yeah.
See? San Pedro.
Yeah.
This one.
Hey, Martin Jarman got back to me. We're going to work on a time for tomorrow.
I wonder if... I do wonder if these athletic directors, Martin Jarman and Mike Bone... I got a text from Mike Bone today. And he was like, hey, man, you know, I think I got to move out of Friday because, you know, they're pulling me into something. I'm like, hey, dude, if they don't want you talking, just let me know. I mean, it's fine. But I just wonder... there's so much movement right now, and there's so much stuff probably happening behind the scenes that if the, you know, you come on with the snake, what are you, the snake what?
Snake charmer.
Yeah, if you come on with the snake charmer, he may get you to say something that you're not supposed to say.
Right.
So I wonder if everybody's thinking to themselves, Sedano's going to play that flute. He's going to have me standing up like a cobra. He's going to get me to say a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go get myself into trouble.
Like Bergie.
Precisely.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I wonder. I do wonder what's going on with these guys. I mean, maybe they're told that they shouldn't. Maybe
well, I mean, I know Martin is on vacation, so there's that. So.
Oh, that's another issue. Separate. Okay. Didn't realize that. It's
pretty
vacation.
Cool of him to want to come on and talk to you on his vacation.
Yeah. Your boy Boney's just scared.
I don't think he's scared.
That's what happens at USC.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes. Look at that. There we go.
Yeah.
Go. Now he's back. Go. Now he's not a scared middle manager. Come I mean, on, Bergie. I mean, that's what I want to hear. Even
I'll play the role of Mike Bone right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Who's Bergie? Is he gets to role play as you?
Now, Bergie could be, let's just say Martin, because of the way Bergie just took his shot at USC.
Oh.
If I were Mike Bone, I'd say this. Okay, we're scared. Let's just settle it on the field.
Oh. Okay, we beat you last year.
Right,
they did.
But look what we've done. look what we've done to our football program.
Yeah, you bought a championship.
Well, we haven't bought it yet, but we are planning on buying it.
You pretty much bought it. You paid $3 million for a receiver.
Yeah, that's right. How about you guys? Have you guys paid anybody anything?
Nope, I haven't paid anybody. We still have the same team from last year.
Yeah, that's going to go well for you, I'm sure.
No, I mean, look, all I know is that the team that we put out there is the team that we've been putting out, and we're going to have was a better team than they were last year. So the year before that, they're getting better every year. Chip Kelly's getting better every year. At least we earned it.
Well, what has USC not earned?
They bought everything.
What have they
bought? You took people from other schools, from Pitt, which this guy Scott Kaplan he went there also.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best receiver that they've probably ever had.
I don't know about that. He had one great year.
Yeah, well, I mean, then why'd you pay $3 million for him?
They had this guy named Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, no, he was pretty good, but I mean, right. No, he didn't get paid $3 million to go to another school.
No, because the rules were different back then.
No, they were, but this is, I mean, would you have paid $3 million? I mean, plus a house and a car and all that other stuff?
I love the UCLA theme song. Wait, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Are you going to start hanging, and by the way, and I don't mean just you, I mean, are UCLA fans or fans of football teams that don't have the money or the capabilities? Are you guys going to start saying this now, like they're the Yankees of college football? They bought their championships. Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, we need something, Cap.
I understand. Okay, at least you're being honest. Okay, I understand.
UCLA football is never going to be as good as USC football. Yeah, there you go. It said, but you know, that's so we need something.
Okay, seems fair. Seems reasonable.
Although maybe when we go to the Big Ten, we can start buying people.
Well, I mean, listen, Martin came out while on vacation and gave an interview to the LA Times, and I'm sure everybody here has seen it and read it, and essentially what he said was, you know, we were on the verge of losing a lot of sports in our program because we're operating at a massive, massive deficit. Can you imagine the UCLA athletic department, according to the article today, is $100 million in debt? Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did know that, yes, because I also read the article in the LA Times.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I read the article. I mean, this is not me doing, like, deep research. This is me happening to, you know, come upon an article. That's all. $100 million in debt? Wow. And now, if you're Martin, you're like, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go join this conference. We're going to do this monster TV deal in the future. And we, UCLA, we're going to make so much more money from the Big Ten than we were making from the Pac-12, which has been such a disaster, that all of our programs are going to remain in place. So for everybody that loves beach volleyball, guess what? We're still going to have our beach volleyball team rather than having to get rid of it.
Right.
So, listen, this is big-time money, and UCLA is going to be able to keep all those athletes. But, Bergie, at some point, if you're UCLA, you got to get in the game like Texas A&M, meaning – when Nick Saban ripped Texas A&M for buying their players, Texas A&M was saying, hey, that's what the rules are. That's what we're doing. Is anybody giving Texas a hard time because they went out and got this Manning kid, the next great Manning quarterback? Well, they're paying the guy a fortune. I mean, he's going to make a fortune in NIL deals, this kid.
Yeah, I mean, so that's when they go to the Big Ten, hopefully that is what happens. That's what the whole way that college football is working anyway. So if UCLA doesn't start doing just that, they have the money, they have the location. Not everybody can go to USC. So there should be plenty of people that will want to come still to the same area and still want to play in L.A. So, yeah, they should. And being in the Big Ten with the Big Ten money and the Big Ten network, it all works for them.
Got to find the next Troy Aikman, Bergie. Got to pay him.
Yeah.
Got to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed, good-looking, nice tan, you know? And you got to have like a Ken doll for your quarterback, but you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah, works for me. Totally fine. It's all in the rules.
All right. And then you can stop saying that they bought all their championships or they haven't even bought yet.
I was playing a role.
I understand. I got it. We're going to settle it on the field, Bergie.
That's right.
We're going to settle it on the field at the Coliseum. I'll see you at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know what that really means.
I don't know what that means either.
Didn't really mean anything.
Sedano, you can take it away from there.
Sedano.
Take it away, Sedano.
Sedano.
I love that you guys went back and forth there, though, for a little, Bergie. It was nice to hear some fight in you for a change.
You know,
for these last couple days where you've been subdued.
Yeah, with the sports, it's fine.
Well, okay, then let's go to a non-sports. It seems to me that in the Sedano and Cap community, the circle of trust as it's known, there is a lot of support for an earlier conversation we were having. The question was ranch versus blue cheese. Mm. And I have explained that I am both team ranch and team blue cheese. Chicken wings, team blue cheese. Pizza crust, team ranch. I even mentioned blue cheese crumbles on a steak, at which point I was told, and I quote, "Yo, Cap, you're sus."
See?
End quote. So I'm getting a lot of people in the Sedano and Cap community, the circle of trust, that are pro blue cheese. And you know what we think?
They sus.
We think you sus.
No, y'all sus.
No, y'all sus. Y'all ranchers are sus.
No, we're not.
Us blue cheesers, we're non-sus. What's the opposite of sus?
And I was going to say something, but I might get fired for it. So never mind.
Really?
Just don't get fired and still say it.
Over blue cheese? Over blue cheese and ranch, you're going to get fired? I am so passionate about ranch, I'm willing to risk my job. You feel that way?
She just told me what she was going to say, so yeah, she can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? She can't say that, really?
No.
It sounds bad, but it's not bad.
Okay, that's like me telling Ariel Helwani, the reason I wasn't watching the fights on Saturday night is every guy's dream, and I won't go any further than that.
Yeah, so I need to hear that story, by the way, at some point.
Okay, I'm willing to tell it.
Okay. Do you want to do it next?
No.
Oh.
This is one of those off-air, swear-to-silence kind of deals.
I mean, can you tell it to the circle of trust?
Oh. I mean, can I snake charm you into it?
You could try.
I mean, this song gives it away, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that this is what happened. This is not what this may not be what I'm talking about.
I mean, you kind of hinted at it earlier. Because you can't help yourself.
I mean, there's no denying.
You didn't deny it either. That's true. Excellent point, Bergman.
Come on. Give it to me. Here we go.
And you did say it yesterday, actually. You told the story.
You did.
And then Laura was like, okay, Cap, enough. All right.
Yeah,
you're going to get me fired. Okay, enough.
Man, you were getting too deep.
Right. You know, so now all of a sudden you don't want to tell the story again? What the hell?
I want to tell it in great graphic detail.
You're acting like Bergman
now
all of a sudden with Mason in Ireland.
No, I want to tell it in just tremendous detail.
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to have to save it for a podcast.
All right, save it for a podcast. All right, coming up next, LeBron's in control. Cappy said it. Why? You'll hear next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Come on,
baby.
Come on, Harry.
I don't know the words yet, George.
It's a great song, man. Cappy. Bergie, you know this song?
I do. I like Harry Styles.
He was singing.
I was kind of shocked that I would like Harry Styles, but I do.
Now, is that because you had Harry Styles exposure on your own? Is it because you heard me and George felling all over Harry Styles? Or is it because little Riley likes Harry Styles and she's gotten you into it?
So, I mean, I think it's actually a little bit of all of it. But, yeah, Riley does like Harry Styles. So I started listening to it, and I was like, this is really good, actually. So I started listening to it on my own. I also listen to Charlie Puth now because apparently I like Charlie Puth.
Good.
So, yeah.
Don't know Charlie's work.
He does that Light Switch song. You know the Light Switch song?
Yeah, you mean the one that's like, turn on the light switch so the lights come on. Turn off the light switch so the lights go off. Yeah, yeah. That one?
Turn on the light switch, you said, or to turn it off or turn it off?
Well, in the song, George, he discusses how when you turn on the light switch, the lights actually come on.
Oh.
But then sometimes when you turn the light switch off, actually the lights go off. And so it's kind of one of those weird sort of things that it's really, it's not what you think it is. You know, I mean, the light switch is a metaphor for life, really. And at times you turn that light switch on and things are happening. And then sometimes you got to turn it off. And so it's really metaphorical, I think, at least the way I feel about it. Yeah, this is it right here. Sure.
Yeah, it's almost exactly like you were singing.
Right. Listen to the words.
Yeah, no, nothing like you.
Yeah, I don't really hear the lyrics about turning the light switch on and turning it off and stuff.
It's coming. Don't worry.
Oh.
Here you go.
Right.
Yeah, but nothing about like the light switch just in the lights, though.
As a metaphor for
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I was
it's more metaphorical, yes.
It's kind of like your story, you know, with the Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
Must be a different light switch song I was thinking about.
Yeah, perhaps.
Now I get a lot of things, Cappy. Now I get a lot of things.
Different light switch, I think.
shout out to Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed, who was the, wasn't he the caller of the year?
He was. Raul in the OC.
Yeah, Raul in the OC. He said, Mason and Ireland banning Ariel from their show is like me banning Margot Robbie from my bedroom. Can't ban what you can't have.
I think his wife would be very happy about that. I'm just saying.
That is a good point. Can't ban what you can't have. I'm not saying that Mason and Ireland can't have Ariel. They probably can.
I mean, look, after that interview, do you think that if I called or texted Ariel and said, hey, can you come on with Mason and Ireland? What is his response?
His response is, sure, no problem. He's got it. No problem. The question is,
okay, Birdman.
yeah, Birdman.
I think it was, what was it? It was Mark?
Yeah, Mark Birdman.
Mark Birdman. Mark Birdman at first. And then he went all heel whiny on you. He definitely did.
He definitely did.
Hey, Bergie, let me ask you something since we got you here today. You know, we're counting down the day to our All-Star Friday night event. It's happening in 9 days.
Sir.
It's next Friday night, right?
Yeah, and by the way, shout out to the gentleman who won. I want to make sure he was also in West Covina.
Fernando.
What was it? Fernando?
So you're
Fernando
my friends. Hello, Fernando.
Lizarga.
Yep. Yeah. From West Covina.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of us and Fernando are going to be there on Friday, July 15th for the Wiffle Ball Bash.
Why did you anglicize his name?
Fernando. Hello, Fernando.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Fernando.
Or I could say, hola, Fernando.
Sí.
Hola, Fernando.
Fernando.
So July 15th, it's a Friday.
Yep.
It is.
And my birthday.
Oh, for
reals? It's your birthday?
It's my birthday.
Oh. Your girls washed her hair for sure that day.
You know that is the truth. She may even straighten her hair for that day.
No, we're not doing
That's
that.
Too much of a mission.
Not going for the blowout?
I'm not trying to mess up my hair again, so no curls only.
All right, so on the 15th of July.
I like the curls better, by the way, just saying.
Thank you.
Laura's birthday, Wiffle Ball Bash, All-Star Softball Game, all presented by Coors Light. So everybody's going to be there. We're going to do shows all day long from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic, plus a lot of other really cool, like, under-the-radar secret prizes.
Yeah.
So this 7-10 All-Star Friday night is completely open to the public, but if you want to get on our VIP list, George, you like to be on the VIP list, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Text the word STAR to 40705. That's STAR to 40705. Anybody who out there who, like me, sometimes has a hard time with technology, go into your texts and start from the beginning. Like, don't look for a contact. How do I do this? Just 40705, the word STAR. That's it. Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all summer long. Bergie, are you going to play in the softball game?
Of course I'm going to play in the softball game.
And what position do you see yourself as?
So I'm sure I'll be put somewhere around second base or shortstop.
And when you say I'm sure.
Well, yeah, because I'll play wherever. I can play the outfield. I can play the infield.
But you sort of had an assumption that you're probably one of the best players. You should play the middle infield. Is that right?
Why are you putting words in my mouth like that, like, oh, I'm one of the best players? No, we have a lot of people playing that are very good athletes. Travis played baseball. Clinton Yates played baseball.
Okay, so where do you, if you could then just go ahead and give everybody, and George, if you want to coach this thing, I suggest you should.
Yeah.
Can you put a lineup together, Bergie?
So we have, I can put one together, but we have put everybody together first, and then we'll put it all together. But as of right now, we do not have a lineup.
Okay, and you see yourself playing second or short?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, and Clinton is where?
Clinton says he's going to play first base. He has first baseman gloves. He is going to play first base.
Okay, and George, help me out here. Where do you suggest, and where do you see a talent like myself, where do you see me adding the most valuable, where do you see me adding the most value, I should say, to our softball team?
Left field.
Left field.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Left field, uh-huh.
Yeah, because you're always kind of out in left field anyway.
Okay, but not right field. You don't think I'm like Mookie Betts-esque?
No, I don't think you've got that kind of juice to throw somebody out at the plate.
You don't think I've got a 96 mile an hour fastball from right field to throw somebody with accuracy down out at home? You don't think that? Okay,
mm-mm.
All right, okay, but left field is just sort of the more natural thing for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Bergie, who do you got at third base? I mean, who belongs over at third?
The hot corner. That's a tough spot. I could see somebody like Beto being over there. Let's see. Who else could play over there?
Well, if I'm in left field, who's in center?
Left field. Who is in center? I need to have the list in front of me of everybody that's playing. But, like, of the actual host. I mean, there's a lot of people playing. Like, DeMarco, I could see playing.
DeMarco's a catcher.
He could play third, too. I can see him playing
DeMarco
third.
Needs to catch or play first.
Why is that?
Just the way he's built. He's either a guy that protects home plate.
Yeah.
Or he's a guy
that's very athletic.
Of course he's athletic. So is Albert Pujols. But that's who DeMarco is like.
Sure. Okay, so Kirk Morrison could play over in third.
Kirk Morrison's not a bad call.
Not bad. Let's see. Who else? Dr. Clapper? I think Dr. Clapper.
How are you?
How are
No, Dr. Clapper's got to be one of the managers, I feel like.
Yeah.
How about if he's just the team doctor?
Well, it could be both. I mean, you can kind of have a dual role, I would imagine.
Somebody gets hurt. Dr. Clapper comes running out. He looks at him. He goes, "How are you?"
Exactly. And
my leg is broken
and
in half.
And if he's
got to
argue with the umpire, he comes out first and says,
"How are you?"
Exactly.
Right.
Who's going to umpire this thing?
Ooh, good question.
That's a really good Keyshawn's playing. Where would Key play?
Keyshawn's playing?
Yeah, Keyshawn's playing.
We got to hide Keyshawn somewhere.
Hide him?
Why would you hide Key?
Well, did you not
see? I think Key could
the way
play
he was
right
crossed
field.
Over. Did you not see?
He
could
play right field. Yeah, I see right field.
Did you guys not see what I saw?
I
when
mean,
Jay
yeah.
Will crossed him over and he had nothing left in the tank.
Oh, I mean, so different.
Damn. I mean, first of all, Jay Will is like way smaller than him and was a point guard and was the number two pick in the draft.
Right, and Keyshawn was at one time
and by
a
the
world-class
way,
athlete who now is telling all of us he doesn't work out anymore, and he's even talked about how overweight he is.
But softball is not like some sport that you need your athleticism back for. You know, you just need a little bit of it.
Okay, so you think Keyshawn and Wright.
Beto
yeah,
says
he's got
that
the arm, yeah.
Beto says outfield for me, one of the few that can run. So he probably
Bergman, you probably have to play like center field, to be honest with you.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if I want to track down.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's the first 7-10 personality who gets hurt in this game.
Mason.
Oh, really, Mason? It's not even a. Even let me set it up. Like running it out to first base and yanks a hamstring.
100% hamstring, turns an ankle, you know, something. Yes, no question.
I mean, he knows it too. He's actually said it would happen to him. But he's working. I mean, he's working. He's actually going to batting cages.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
He's going to the batting cages.
Well, he says. Says he's working out with David Singer.
Yep.
And I wonder, and Greg, please don't get upset when I say this, but I wonder if what Mason is doing is he's working out with David Singer while at the same time saying, did you hear what Bergman said about us? Would you come back and produce the show? We love Bergman, but we're going to move him into upper management.
I mean, it's very possible, but they walked all over Singer. Singer did whatever they wanted.
Well, wait a second. How does that compare to you?
Well, because, I mean, do they have guests?
Oh, you drew the line, is what you're saying, as opposed
to Singer. Yeah, there's a lot of things that have changed since I have been with them, but not like it's still their show, it's still them, and they're doing a great job with everything that they're doing.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
It's show of the year.
Award winning. That's all I can say.
Award winning show of the year. And a lot of it is because of Jorge too.
He's excellent, yeah.
All right, so where would Mason play?
Mason, he can play in the outfield. He's going to play in the outfield, probably.
Okay. And Ireland, where does he belong?
Ireland will not be there.
Okay, but let's assume he was.
It's his birthday, too, by the way.
It is his birthday that day.
Let's assume he was going to play. I could see him playing. He could play second base.
Okay. And then where does George Sedano belong? Where does George belong on the field?
I think George can play a lot of different positions.
George,
you could
probably have a preference?
Third. Or
I like second base personally. But yeah.
Second base? Okay. Yeah. I mean, can you turn a double play, George?
Yeah, of course.
He got this.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm liking this.
Are you happy?
First of all, you make it seem like all of a sudden it's like I gotta turn a double play on, like, you know, with like Mookie Betts and like Chris Taylor running the bases. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do we have anybody that's got like Trey Turner-esque
like
speed?
That.
No, we got nobody.
Clinton, maybe that's about, and maybe Beto. Like,
Briones?
That's it. And Bergman. Oh, Briones. That's it.
Mario. What about Mario?
Mario. Yeah, right, but that's anyway. Five people out of like 20. No, like, what are we talking about?
Let me tell you what Mario needs to do. Mario needs to not play. Mario needs to be the PA announcer. Coming up to the plate right now from the Sedano and Cap show, it's George Sedano, who's bringing his A game tonight as LAFC welcomes FC Dallas. What do you think? Should Mario be the PA announcer?
Mario should play.
Yeah,
He's one of the best athletes here.
Yeah, he really is one of the better athletes, for sure.
And why do you guys think that Beto can run?
That's what he said.
Guy's playing golf and smoking stogies all day.
So where do you want to play, Cap?
I mean,
I'll play anywhere because I'm a team guy. So wherever I can help the team.
Yeah, really. Okay.
I'm just a team guy. Now, Bergie, I think I probably can help the team best. Probably pitching.
Because
I haven't heard anybody volunteer to pitch.
Well, Travis is going to be a pitcher for sure.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you could be a pitcher.
Okay, Cappy, you could be the other pitcher. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pitch if that's what the team needs.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to do a collab of Big Deal or No Deal and Radio Tinder all in one. How about that?
So
we'll have that for you coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do my best, Lindsay here. Thanks, Christopher.
Oh, God.
Is that good enough? Is that all right?
That wasn't terrible.
Not
it
bad?
Wasn't terrible.
I was just trying.
Terrible.
I was
very
I was,
energetic, is what it was.
You know, I was just trying to encompass what she does. So
yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah, thank you. So, got to do a Cleveland story with Lindsay out. Well, kind of.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest story in sports.
Right. So Baker Mayfield has been traded to the Carolina Panthers for a conditional fifth round pick, and with that comes Vegas odds for Carolina as well. They went down from 125-1 to win the Super Bowl to 130-1 to win the Super Bowl after the trade. So they brought in Baker Mayfield and got worse odds.
Yeah.
Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I think it's no deal because when you're talking about the difference between 125-1 and 130-1, like that's not actually that big an increase in my estimation. And really, what people are deciphering from that, and maybe I'm wrong, is that perhaps Deshaun Watson isn't going to be suspended for the whole year because they traded Baker Mayfield. So I think that's what's just kind of moving the odds around more than anything else.
How about this? Whether it's 50-1 to win the NFC when he before the Mayfield AFC.
The NFC
no the NFC
the
yeah
Panthers,
before right. the Mayfield trade the Panthers were 50-1 then it was 60-1 after the Mayfield trade.
Well, clearly Vegas doesn't believe in Baker Mayfield, so there you go.
Yeah, but aren't they trying to inspire people to bet on something like, hey, the line just moved? Nobody thinks that the Panthers are significantly better with Baker Mayfield, so it's not going to go from 50-1 to 20-1. But a lot of people think, well, he's terrible, and he's a pain in the ass, so the odds are going to move up. We got to get him to bet somehow.
I mean, he can't be worse than what Sam Darnold was for them.
No, listen, I actually think this is quite interesting. The first overall pick and the third overall pick from the same draft are now on the same team. And as for the Cleveland Browns, they gave away Baker Mayfield because they had no other options. They're paying more than half his salary, $10 million of like the $16 million. And all they're getting is a fifth-round pick in a draft 2 years from now. I mean, Baker Mayfield legitimately had zero value. Pretty crazy story.
Yeah, I mean, it's what happens. Like, when you don't pan out and you have a bunch of injuries and you're small, right? So
it's just interesting how 2 years ago people were like, man, this Baker Mayfield, wow. He is really coming into his own. He's one of the top young quarterbacks in the league. A year later, he's worth a fifth-round pick in a draft 2 years from now.
All right, so let's go to the
next. I find that very interesting.
No, fascinating.
Fascinating. Do you notice that, Bergman, that Cappy does interesting and fascinating? He, like, alternates those two.
Yes, they go back and forth.
Yes, they're two of my favorite words.
All right, Bergie, what's next?
All right, so Subway is changing its business model.
I saw this!
It's crazy,
tell
right?
Me, tell me.
They are creating 12 sandwiches that are not customizable. The days of picking what you want and getting more pickles, totally gone.
Mm-hmm. So wait, so let me get this straight. So right now you go into Subway.
Yeah, well, it hasn't started yet, but when it does, yes.
And you basically go, all right, I start with the bread, right? What kind of bread I want, what kind of cheese. Mm-hmm. And then you start with the veggies or the meats and the veggies or whatever, right? And you can kind of put whatever you want.
Yep.
But now they're telling you, this is what you're getting. You either like it or you don't like it.
Exactly. So I had this as a Radio Tinder one. So, but you're in on the new Subway model. Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left for now because I don't understand. You're saying that there's going to be 12 sandwiches that are you cannot change them, right?
I mean, literally what he just said.
Well, but wait a second. Is there like another version? Like in addition to these 12?
No, they're just giving you the 12 sandwiches and you take it or leave it.
Yeah. So they're simplifying their menu.
Yes.
And when you walk in, do they make it for you on the spot?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, they're not like prepackaged. Yeah, they make it.
Right. Yeah, they'll make
but
it.
But you
for
can't
you,
customize
it. It's got to be made the way that it says on the menu.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm swiping left on that. I want choices.
Okay, I would also swipe left. But I think if they're gonna do that, they better lower their prices because that's the only way they're gonna get people to keep going to Subway. Because there's just too much competition with Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's and all that stuff.
What about you, Laura?
I don't even understand this. I don't get it. Like, why would you do that? Like, could you imagine if Chipotle said, "Hey, look, here's the deal. It's either this way or that way, and that's all you get." I mean, it's like, no. I came in. I want brown rice. I want pinto beans. I don't want white rice with black beans. What is that?
No, it's ridiculous is what it is. And I think people are going to stop going to Subway just because of this. What do you think, Laura?
I was trying to find the Sedano drop that says, that's bleepery, because that's what it is.
It is
literally.
Bleepery.
Yeah. I really need to read more about this story.
Go look it up. Yeah, Sedano saw it.
Go Google it. How about that?
I'm going to. I'm going to Google
but
it.
But he don't prep for MMA. Food. Here we go.
Well, but I admitted on the air that I wasn't watching the fights on Friday, and then I admitted on the air yesterday that I didn't
watch
the fights.
I know, Kev. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, but I don't want to lie to people. You see, Laura, I'm not a liar.
Well, you
no,
are.
You are a liar. You've been lying. That is.
No way, man. I'm a truth teller.
All right,
truth teller. All right, another sports one. Bradley Beal just re-upped with the Wizards for 5 years, $251 million contract. Mm-hmm. But the most interesting thing from the new deal, according to ESPN's Bobby Marks, is that Beal will now have the only trade clause in the entire NBA.
No trade clause.
No trade clause, right, in the NBA. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It is a big deal because basically for him to be traded, he's the one that has to either ask for the trade or approve any deals that come the Wizards' way. So you don't have them very often. I think there's only 10 guys in the history of the sport that have had them at some point in their career, and he's now one of them. Now, when you look at a lot of those names, there's a lot of Hall of Fame guys. Not to say that Bradley Beal's not eventually a Hall of Famer, but there are guys that led teams to championships in a lot of cases. So I found that to be interesting when you look at the list.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like Bradley Beal has been given a lot of control for a guy who's good, but he's not like, and he's being paid as if he is, but I mean, he's a basketball star, but he's not like some monster superstar. I mean, nobody outside of basketball knows who Bradley Beal is.
Right.
Just a lot of control for a young guy like that. I don't know. How old is he? How many years is he in the league?
He's been in the league for about almost 10 years. I think it's
really?
Got to be 10 years because you can't get this until you've been in the league for 10 years. Yeah,
wow.
So.
A long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, the names, by the way, the other names of the players, he's the 10th player. The other players that have had a clause like this at some point in their career, LeBron, Kevin Garnett, Carmelo Anthony, Dirk Nowitzki, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and John Stockton.
Guys who
that's it. That's the
had,
list
had earned it. If I were Washington, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're Washington. You're like, whatever. Give him what he wants. We don't want him going anywhere anyway.
Right?
He's our guy.
The thing. Yeah, yeah. So there you have it.
All right. So Russell Wilson and Ciara are as close can be. Have a great relationship that they flaunt all over social media, and it's actually pretty nice.
That sounded jealous.
No. So, and it's actually really nice. It was what the last part of that sentence was. Yeah. It's also came out that he allows Ciara to pop his pimples for him.
Ew.
So Kaplan, is this a big deal or no deal?
I feel like Rachel is all in on this.
Yeah, that's why I went to Kaplan for this. Yeah.
I'm going to say it's no deal.
Do you let?
I think that people in really close relationships ask their spouses or significant other or whatever you want, partner, whatever you want to call that person. I think that it's a pretty common practice. Like, yo, I've got this zit on my back. Can you pop it? It's killing me.
I have never, ever in 11 years of marriage asked my wife to pop. First of all, I don't get a lot of zits. Like, let's start there.
Great skin.
I do have nice skin. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. So much so that Scott thinks I do Botox.
Right.
But I've never, ever once asked her, hey, can you pop my zit?
How about the other way around?
Ugh. Never, never has happened. Never.
Kelly's never said to you, George.
Never. Not once.
Hmm.
I mean, it's pretty gross, right? Like, I don't know. I don't need anybody popping my pimples.
Yeah, I agree. But Cappy's all in. Go ahead, Cappy. Tell us.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying to you is that I don't think this is as uncommon as you guys think.
I'm not saying it's not I don't know how common it is. Do I think it's like uncommon to the point that nobody does it? No, I don't think that. But I don't feel like it's commonplace.
Yeah, if I start telling some stories about some things, Laura's going to get grossed out. She's going to tell me it's too much. It's over the top. She might even dump me. I mean, but it's just I'm not shocked by this story.
Okay.
That Ciara and Russell Wilson are popping each other's zits.
Would you pop Tom Brady's zits?
Depending on where it is on his body. And I'd have to wear a mask and gloves. Because if you get a really, really ripe, like ready to pop, explode kind of deal, coming right at you.
All right, what's next, Fergie?
Yeah,
last
one. That's fine. Wait, I just lost the page. Give me one second. all right. So RTA Outdoor Living conducted a survey to determine the most popular milkshake flavor for each state. Ooh. And strawberry was the number one flavor for the state of California. So really? Strawberry is your favorite milkshake flavor. Swipe left or swipe right?
Hell no. Ding. Swipe left. Strawberry is like my least favorite.
Well, California.
There's no way that's true.
I'm looking at it right here. California?
I don't believe
strawberry
that,
milkshake.
Research.
Hey, listen, I don't believe that Subway's only selling 12 sandwiches that can't be altered in any way. So I understand where you're coming from, George. I appreciate your skepticism.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
What about you? Cap?
No, I'm swiping left, and I'm going to tell you this. My order of shakes goes this way. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Then when I finally do have strawberry, I'm always like, this is so damn good. Why don't I ever get strawberry? I don't have the courage to get strawberry more often than not. I'm a very simple man, Bergie. I'm a chocolate shake guy.
Yeah, because chocolate is just the best. What about you, Laura? Peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. You want to kill me.
I'm going to guess, Laura. I'm going to guess that you're a vanilla shake girl.
Hell no.
No?
No. Give me, like, something with a little flavor. I mean, vanilla's fine, but, like, give me, like, a like some sort of Oreo milkshake or, like, or even, like, something with Nutella in
it. Oh, Nutella. Oh. I was going to say Nutella milkshake. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're going exotic on me. I thought we were talking about chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I didn't know that.
So good. I mean, why did it have to? Why do you have to be so basic, bro?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that the whole thing was is that if strawberry was winning, it was beating chocolate and vanilla.
Well, strawberry is the best out of all three. I don't know why. I'm not a milkshake person, but I've told you guys I'm the weirdest fat girl you'll ever meet. Like, I don't really like sweets like that.
You know what? You liking strawberry is the top of the three of those. You know what that is?
Sus.
You know it, girl.
You're on the sus list.
I'm not. You can't put me on there.
Strawberry sus.
Okay, sure.
Wait, we don't have the power to put you on the list?
I mean, it is your show, so technically you can, but no.
But technically, no.
That is Radio Tinder, presented each and every day by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. We've got an update on Kevin Durant. Uh-oh, sound the alarms. We'll get to that in 2 minutes.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, there you go. There's your sushi song.
I love the sushi song. Give it
to
me, Harry.
Are you familiar with the sushi song?
What was that?
You familiar with the sushi song?
Yeah. No, I've heard you guys play it, and I've heard it myself when I listen to Harry Styles.
I gave Sedano his song. I have to give Cappy him not. He gets a little butt hurt.
Did you like the light switch song, by the way? Charlie Puth?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it was good.
I like the light switch song. I didn't know Charlie Puth. I've never heard Charlie Puth's name. If I was named Charlie Puth,
why do you emphasize something a little catchier. Like the Puth. Like,
yeah, just
you're
I feel like I'd feel like I'd come up with something a little catchier than Charlie Puth for my stage name, like the
what
Weeknd.
What if his parents really wanted him to be, you know, have his real name and be like Mr. Puth?
I'd be like, hey, Dad, it's kind of hard to say. You know that.
Yeah, but it's worked out okay.
Los Angeles, are you ready for Charlie Puth? It's like, Puth.
So Charlie Puth was the guy that was in the Fast and Furious song, the See You Again with Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
That was Charlie Puth. That's where he started off. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. That's good information. Now, when you heard Harry Styles, did you tweet at him and tell him, yo, man, I know your joint just dropped and I'm really down with it? Did you do that?
I leave that for you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what he did.
Precisely what I did is right. I wanted Harry
By the
know.
Way, Bergie, I've done that like three times today. The community has said that apparently the Subway story is just the 12 sandwiches they're adding, that you can still get the customizable stuff on the other sandwiches.
Ah, okay. So I didn't finish the story.
Well, you see, Bergie, I mean, here I was asking legit questions. You know, like, I need details. I'm a detail kind of guy.
That's what I think about when I think of you, Cappy.
Right. I'm a detail guy. You tell me that Subway is only going to serve 12 sandwiches and they're all non-customizable. I'm thinking to myself, why would a franchise as massive internationally as Subway, why would they completely go against everything that's gotten them here?
They were changing their whole way of being.
No, not changing, adding. Adding to what they do. Here's a faster version of what we've got, but you can't change it. You walk in, we hand you the sandwich, you swipe your card.
Fired up about this.
Just, it didn't make any sense from the beginning. I knew something was wrong. I smelled it. I sniffed it out. Like oil and vinegar inside of a Jersey Mike's, I sniffed it right out.
This is how I know you're so detail-oriented. Let me just find your email about your vacation.
Okay, by the way, while you're doing that, I just got a tweet from a dude named Xander who says he's with me that sometimes you just can't get the zit on the back shoulder yourself. You need a little help.
Oh, God.
And this is all Russell Wilson's fault.
It is.
How do we even find out that story? Who told that
Bergman
story?
Bergman found it.
No, I know, but Bergie, where did Russell Wilson say that CR is popping his zits?
It was, I believe it was a TMZ article. It was one that Funches helped me out with.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because I was in the middle of the show with Mason Islands when we had to come up with questions, and he helped me. It was very nice of him.
He's a good boy, that guy. I'll tell you now, he's a good dude.
Good man.
Love that guy. I hear Laura yell, good man.
Ciara pops
when I say
Russell
good
Wilson's
boy, I mean I love the guy.
I feel like Russell Wilson will become you just morph all your energy to him after Tom Brady retires.
Well, I love Russell Wilson, and a lot of people say to me, they're like, how can you love Russell Wilson? He's like the most corny guy on the planet. And I'm like, is he corny or is he cool?
Yeah.
I kind of think he's kind of
no.
corny cool.
He's kind of corny.
Is he?
It's okay. I mean, that's who he is, though. Like, it's cool. He's being him.
I like him. I like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is he not likable?
I did not say that.
I'm asking.
He's very likable.
I think so.
Yeah. So, I know you're not a huge fan of Kevin Durant at the moment.
Me?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if he becomes a Laker, I'll become a fan.
Right, but besides that, you're not necessarily. You don't love the way he is. I mean, you ripped him to me the other day, right?
Well, I don't like the way he behaves, meaning, you know, this was supposed to be his team, and it was supposed to be Kyrie's team. And as soon as Kyrie says, I'm out, he's like, I want out too.
Right.
It's like, dude,
well,
apparently,
there's an update from Chris Haynes from Yahoo. Do you want to hear what Chris Haynes had to say on his podcast today?
Is it? And this is about Durant?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, let's hear it, Laura.
Kevin Durant. Since he requested a trade, there's been numerous stars that I've spoken to, numerous stars that have been trying to get in touch with him to pick his brain to see if he would consider other avenues. Just want to get a sense of what he's thinking.
Radio KD silent.
KD is going dark. He's not talking to anybody, not answering anybody's phone calls, not responding to texts. KD has gone dark. The only time you see him get out into the sunlight is when he responds on Twitter, and he's not saying anything much on there aside from probably going at a fan or something like that. But yeah, he's going dark. So he's I guess he's hoping this process plays out the way he wants to. But yeah, he's pretty much not speaking with anybody right now aside from his inner circle.
Do you want me to interpret that?
Yeah, because I want to hear what you think he means. That's what an interpretation is.
Yes, that's exactly what an interpretation is. I believe he's going dark because he's already kind of stated the way he feels, and he's letting his representation handle everything. He doesn't want to hear from random star in Toronto or random star in, you know, Indianapolis or wherever. You know, he wants to just look. I've already stated my case. I want out. You guys figure it out. I'm just gonna lay low. Until it gets figured out.
You think he's like this? Hey, I've already done this before where me and the players have tried to put together a team. Hasn't really worked out the way I expected. So rather than taking calls from random star on random team, I'm not getting into this game anymore.
No, he's already said, I want to play in Phoenix or Miami, and that's where I want to be. So make that happen. And if it's not going to happen, run it by me.
Yeah. If I
run it by my representation is what it feels like, because if he's not taking anybody's calls, that would include the Nets in my estimation.
I have to say that on one hand, you feel like you can get a lot for Kevin Durant and we need to get a lot in return.
Right. But here's what I would say. Brooklyn has put themselves in an impossible situation. Okay. Because now they have every situation should be handled on its own merit. Everyone's sitting there, oh my God, Rudy Gobert, he went for 4 or 5 draft picks. He did. But they didn't really get a lot of great players in that haul. They're a bunch of role players. You know what I mean? So really what they got was just the picks. What the Nets want is at least an all-star player, an all-star caliber player, like a young player who could become an all-star, and then the picks, and then whatever salary cap filler. That's not the same deal that Minnesota got. While I do think Minnesota screwed everybody over by giving up all those picks for Rudy Gobert, I don't think that those deals need to be compared, because if I'm, let's say I'm Phoenix or Miami, right? Let's deal with the two teams he wants to allegedly play for. If I'm Pat Riley or James Jones, I'm like, well, we're not the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're not idiots. We don't just give away picks. Like, that's not how we do business. That's why we've been in the NBA Finals. Or in Miami's case, why we won championships. We're not going to do what the T-Wolves have done.
I feel like Kevin Durant, you know, him staying like out of all of this fray. If I were the owner, if I were Joseph Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
I couldn't help but be spiteful.
Yeah. But by the way, real quick, Bergman.
Yeah.
This isn't to get you in trouble.
Oh,
but
God.
But how many times has Ireland mentioned when Joe Tsai's name comes up that he's the owner of Alibaba, which is the Amazon of China?
He does mention that.
Every time his name comes up, he's like, oh, you know, he's the owner of Alibaba, the Amazon of China.
Well, I'll just say this. Because he is all of those things, he got enough money.
Snake charmer.
To say, hey, you know what? I know it sucks. You want to go to Phoenix and Miami, but since you're cruising on us, how about Orlando? Does that sound like a nice landing spot for you? Orlando? Does that sound good? How about Oklahoma City? Would you like to go back to Oklahoma City? I hear Portland's nice. How about Portland? Does that sound like a good place?
Damian Lillard and him would be pretty badass, actually.
No, I got the better place for you. You ready? I got the perfect place for Kevin Durant.
Go ahead, Cappy.
I'm Joseph Tsai.
Yeah.
I'm the owner of Alibaba, which is the Chinese version of Amazon, apparently. You know where I'm going to send Kevin Durant?
Where?
Sacramento.
Okay. And what's Sacramento going to give you?
I don't care. They can give you everybody on their roster, okay?
Yeah, but that's cute that you would do that.
Yeah, I would be spiteful. You understand what I'm saying?
That's cute that you would do that, but Sacramento also doesn't have enough players to send back.
All I'm saying is that I would try and send him to NBA Siberia. I wouldn't be giving him what he wants, which is Miami or Phoenix.
Okay. Well, if you do that, then you run the risk of other players not wanting to go play for your team, because that's how it works.
I guess. I mean, you guys don't want to play for me. I'm gonna pay you good money.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Okay.
All right, we're done here. We can talk about this. We can do more role play tomorrow. You can be Joe Tsai and I can be Kevin Durant. How about that?
Okay.
We'll do that.
I can do that. Right. I can play that role.
Great job, Cappy. Great job, Bergman, filling in for Lindsay. Excellent work as always, Laura. We will talk to you mañana. See ya.